Timberwolves win in Dallas to stay alive, cut Mavericks series lead to 3-1. Dallas' Karl-Anthony Towns finally found his rhythm, and the Minnesota Timberwolves finally closed a game in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Now they head back to Minnesota to see if they can make things even more interesting against the Dallas Mavericks. Towns scored 20 of his 25 points in the second half, and the Wolves held off the Mavericks 105-100 on Tuesday night to avoid being swept in the series. Anthony Edwards had 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists as the Wolves stayed alive in their first trip to the conference finals in 20 years, and just the second in the franchise's 35 seasons. Game 5 is Thursday night in Minneapolis, with the Eastern Conference champion Boston Celtics awaiting the series winner in the NBA Finals. Towns, who was shooting 28% from the field in the series before Tuesday, was 9 of 13, including 4 of 5 from three-point range. And that was despite picking up his fifth foul midway through the third quarter. "Being aggressive," Towns said. "Ain't no time to have any doubts in your mind, especially at this time. It's game 4, down 3-0. Ain't no time to have any doubts." Luka Doncic had 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists in his sixth triple-double of these playoffs, but he and Dallas co-star Kyrie Irving were just 13 of 39 from the field. Irving, who had been 14-0 in his career in potential closeout games, made just 1 of 6 from long range and finished with 16 points. "That game's on me. Just didn't give enough energy," said Doncic, who was 7 of 21 from the field, including 1 of 5 in the fourth quarter, when he and Irving had combined as closers to build the big series lead. "They won one game. We've just got to focus on the next one." The Wolves have led in the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter of every game in the series, and this time they finished. Towns put the Wolves ahead for good on a three-pointer with 5:41 remaining, then hit another from deep the next time down court. His third three of the final quarter put Minnesota up 6 points with 3 minutes to go. "He was super confident," Edwards said. "He wasn't worried about any shots previous to the shots that he hit tonight. He played exceptionally well." Edwards put the Wolves up 5 points with a jumper just inside the arc with 39 seconds left, and Minnesota hung on despite Edwards fouling Doncic on a made three-pointer for a three-point Dallas deficit with 12 seconds to go. Doncic missed the free throw, and Naz Reid hit a bucket to push the margin back to 5 with 11 seconds remaining. "It's hard to close in this league," Dallas coach Jason Kidd said after his team shot 29% from three in the second half. "Understanding we didn't play our best. Give Minnesota credit. They did." The biggest sign of Towns' rhythm came in the third quarter, when he scored 10 points in the first 7 minutes before picking up his fifth foul for elbowing PJ Washington Jr. in the face as Towns went up for a shot. The call against Towns prompted a technical foul against Minnesota coach Chris Finch from the second row, where he's been confined since the start of the second round of the playoffs because of a knee injury that required surgery. Assistant Mike Anori has been roaming the sidelines. Mr. Finch flirted with a second technical, which would have meant an ejection, a few minutes later when Edwards was called for his fourth foul while going for a steal against Daniel Gafford. To have him be on the sideline but behind the bench for the majority of these playoffs, you forget the impact he can have, said Mike Conley, who scored 14 points. "When your coach is up getting technicals and yelling, and when you see him hobbling around to do it, it's impressive. It lit a fire on all of us." Towns fouled out in the final 2 minutes, while Edwards and Rudy Gobert, who had 13 points and 10 rebounds, finished with 5 apiece. "We weathered a lot of foul trouble out there, which was frustrating to say the least," Mr. Finch said. "Credit to our guys. They found a way to win the game. It was a lot like games 1 and 2, and we were able to get it done tonight." The Wolves avoided being the 16th team out of 21 to get swept after losing the first 3 games of a series that started at home. Now they'll try to be just the 4th to force at least 6 games. Jaden Hardy scored 10 of his 13 points in a 3:38 stretch that spilled into the first bucket of the fourth quarter, a corner three that pulled Dallas within two. Four of the game's 11 lead changes came in the fourth quarter. The Mavs were without rookie center Derek Lively too, who injured his neck when Towns accidentally kneed him in back of the head in Game 3. Maxi Kleber, who has been out since May 3 with a separated shoulder, returned to give Dallas another option inside. But Gafford didn't have his regular tag team partner as a rim protector at center, and the Wolves shot a series-best 53% from the field. By Skylar Dixon,